Jerry Bader Show, 935. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Going to take your thoughts on the attempted murder of a 12-year-old by two of her 12-year-old friends who invited her to a birthday party. They've been plotting this for months, apparently to pay homage to a fictional character, Slender Man. Let me read a little more of this, and I'll tell you, I don't have answers. I have theories. And I'll tell you two of my theories, and if you want to weigh in on how two 12-year-old girls from affluent suburban Milwaukee could at age 12 be facing the rest of their lives in prison for trying to stab to death a 12-year-old friend. And yes, they're charged as adults, so their names can be released and have been. Let me read just a little more of this from Ellen Gabler in the Journal Sentinel. One of the girls, Wire, told police that Slender Man is the leader of Creepypasta, and that's the website. And in the hierarchy of that world, one must kill to show dedication. Wire said the geyser told her they should become proxies of Slender Man, a paranormal figure known for his ability to create tendrils from his fingers and back and kill their friend to prove themselves worthy of him. Wire said she was surprised by Geyer's suggestion, but also excited to prove skeptics wrong and show that Slender Man really did exist. The suspects believed that Slender, as Wire called him, lived in a mansion in the Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin. The plan was to kill the victim and walk to Slender's mansion. After school on Friday, Wire told police she and Geyser went to Wire's house, where she packed a backpack with clothes, granola bars, water bottles, and a picture of her mother, father, and siblings. She didn't want to forget what her family looked like after leaving for Slender's mansion. The girls then went to Geyser's house. With Geyser's father, they picked up the victim and all went to Skateland. They came home around 9:30 p.m. and went to sleep in Geyser's room. Geyser and Wire originally planned to commit the murder at 2 a.m. Saturday, according to the criminal complaint. They would duct tape their victim's mouth, stab her in the neck, and pull the covers up to make it look like she was sleeping. Then they would run. But the plans changed after they'd been out roller skating Friday night. Instead, they tried to kill her in a bathroom at a nearby park the next morning. Wire knew there was a drain in the floor for the blood to go down, she told police. And then they talk about how they got her there and stabbed her and everything else. Much, obviously, is being made about that they were doing this for a fictional character they learned about online that they thought was real. Slender Man is going to be blamed for this. Let me throw two things out, and if anyone has any reaction to this, 406-1360. 888-455-1360. We are in a new world with the internet. There are all sorts of things on the internet. I know to us it feels, as, especially to kids, it feels as though the internet has been around forever. These kids are 12. The internet, as we know it today, I mean the modern internet, is older than these kids. I tend to put the inception at 1995 with Wind Explorer 95. But even if you go back as far as, you know, as recently as whatever, 2000, they're 12, so they were born in what? 2000, they would be 10 of 2002. Okay. There are things out there that we used to say aren't suitable for children that unless you are vigilant, kids can find. There are two possible theories here, and they might commingle. These two girls are sociopaths, or they were just unable to process in a mature manner what they found online. They believed this thing was real. Now, I still think they're sociopaths, that they would have such complete lack of compassion for another human being, their own age, a friend, was just someone they could lure to kill, is stunning to me. Item two, these parents didn't know their children at all. Now, the families are just in a state of shock that their children would be capable of doing this. And you take those two elements, and I think it goes to a bigger issue. Parents don't know their kids anymore. How much you want to bet that family dinner together, and I don't know this, family dinner together never happened in that house. I would be willing to bet a substantial amount of money. How was your day? What are you doing? Who are your friends? What are you doing with your friends? We did all of that with our girls, and I'm not going to pretend we knew everything that was going on in their lives. As they got older, I found out how much we didn't know. And we did family dinner just about every night it was possible. Still do. Even as we hit the empty nest, they're home for the summer. One just graduated, the other's home from college. To the best that we can, we still do family dinners. My younger daughter in particular, complains how we sheltered them. When their friends were 12 and 13, movies they could see, video games they could play that we didn't allow. Our younger daughter felt gypped. Our older daughter feels blessed. I think it's a dual-edged sword. You've got a media outlet out there now, the internet, that, by God, if you are not paying close attention to what they're doing, they can get into anything. But two, these girls are sociopaths. They have no regard for another human life at all. I will tell you, you think of Dahmer and you think of others, parents saw warnings and did nothing. It sounds as though this is a complete shock and that there was no pattern. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. We are in a whole new frightening world here. You can't just blame it on Slender Man. When you reach an age of 12 years old, you should know that you don't kill someone to pay homage to someone real or imagined. On the other hand, immature minds now have at their disposal things they can't handle. And parents do have to police that. I know it's impossible. Our daughters did not have laptops till junior or senior year in high school, where they could be in their bedroom by themselves with a computer. And then it just became a matter of practicality. And we did really shelter them from the things they could watch on TV. My younger daughter's just catching up now on R-rated stuff. Well, she's 18. On R-rated stuff that her friends have seen for years. I think of Orson Welles after the War of Worlds radio broadcast in 1938 scared the crap out of half of America. The next day, he held a news conference where he said, radio is still new. We don't know its full impact. The internet keeps growing and growing. The social media keep growing and growing. And we just don't seem interested in understanding its impact, particularly on immature minds. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm not necessarily blaming Slender Man, but I'm saying I have to understand the kids are getting exposed to things they aren't ready for. Dan from Tomahawk. Dan, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning. How are you doing today?
Good.
Outstanding. Well, in regards to this Slender Man, I'm fairly familiar with the whole concept behind it in regards to the guy who created this little online phenomenon has been trying to get Photoshopped pictures that can be believable, and then he looked back into history and found that over in Europe there was a wood carving that had a skeletal figure on it, so he linked that to it, and I believe that figure was called Klaus Ritter. And but that there was during the Black Plague. Now, the thing is that with it being such an impressionable and exciting thing for children to look into, they think that now all of a sudden superheroes are real. I'm sorry, but for crying out loud, Superman's not real. It's a comic book. Slender Man, come out of some sick, twisted mind. Now, well, with me living up in the Northwoods, you'd think that, okay, Nicolet Forest is not that far away from it. Never heard of anybody ever having a mansion up there. There's a guy who's building a castle up there, but that's not Slender Man's mansion, people.
Well, Dan, thanks a lot for the call. In fact, I got a bunch of stuff up here that I want to share. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. A listener writes, how is it that these children not know the difference between fantasy and reality? The parents. I agree. There's stuff online that an immature mind isn't ready to digest. That said, by the age of 12, I knew not to kill my friend. By the age of 2, I knew not to kill my friend. These kids are being exposed to all sorts of things that their young minds aren't ready for. Again, I'm not going to condemn the parents because I don't know the background in which these kids were raised, and I admit that. A friend writes, the first thing I think when I say stuff like that, when stuff like this happens, the first thing I think, where are the parents? Just wait and see. It may turn out to be that the parents didn't want to intrude on their daughter's privacy. It's going to be very interesting to find out if we do find out. Another friend writes, reminds me of Charles Manson, except Manson can now reach into your home or be born in your home. Chris writes, I agree this website or Slender Man will get blamed for this. Slender Man is no more guilty for this horrible crime than Judas Priest was guilty of leading two young kids to commit suicide because of supposed subliminal messages in one of their songs. You hit the nail on the head. Parents and families need to combat these issues with a knife and fork and spoon and have family dinners as many nights as possible. Parents need to snoop on what their kids are doing on the computers. It's not being overbearing or domineering. It's being a parent. Tim in Appleton. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I just had a comment. You know, it's not just the internet. I mean, look at the CSI shows and all this other garbage they put out there who's just, I mean, it's in prime time, and these kids, you know, the parents are sitting down watching TV, and the kids are doing their homework. They're still absorbing all this stuff all the time. It's impossible to get your kid away from it unless you make those choices to get away from it yourself.
That is an excellent point, that you don't realize what the little ears and eyes are absorbing. So when I would watch, and that's why thanks for the call, it's my wife and I, stop watching Criminal Minds and CSI and all of that, because it was so heavy. We're going to continue this in just a few minutes. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. We'll get back to calls in just a minute here. It's 9:49. You know, I haven't, listeners notice this. I'm not updating you regularly anymore on my weight loss. That's because I'm no longer on the Proactive Weight Loss Solutions program. However, I've been given the tools by Dr. Lipman to continue with my healthy lifestyle. I am running, here's what I'm running now. I run 3 miles on Monday, 2 miles on Wednesday, 3 miles on Friday, and then I do resistive exercise Tuesday and Thursday. People who know me 5 months ago never would have even thought that possible. And I do continue to lose a little weight just as that goes on. As you may recall, I've told you my wife is now on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. She's lost about 20 pounds. If you add the 10 she lost when I was on the program, and that does count, by the way, honey. She's lost about 30 pounds. So it does work, and I shared a letter with you yesterday from a husband and wife, a team, if you will, a couple in Sheboygan that have had a lot of success. But you have to call Dr. Lipman. Doesn't matter where you are, Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, wherever you're listening, he can help you. 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Lipman, 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.